As they pushed the gurney down the long, narrow corridor, I noticed the lights above passing very quickly. I didn't have any idea what was happening, why I was so confused, and where I was. All I knew was the pain, mental and physical, that gripped my body and my mind. We entered a small room with bright lights over a table. I felt hands grip my body and move me onto the cold, steely surface. Just before I succumbed to the injection, I saw the doctor approaching with the electrodes. All I could think of was that they were going to fry my brain. After avoiding the obvious for nearly 50 years, I had to finally come to terms with the fact that I was ill, deadly ill. Apparently, all people are created in the image of God, so then he must be bipolar. If there actually is a God, and I have the honor of meeting him someday, the first thing I will do is punch him in the fucking face. Australian comedian Jim Jefferies said in 2014, "I'm not afraid of dying. I don't give a shit. I hate life. I've never enjoyed one moment on this planet. I'm not worried about dying, 'cause I'm an atheist." I know it's a strange way to start this book, but all will be revealed over the next 11 chapters. This story tracks my life living with unipolar and dyspraxia disorders, something I didn't know I had until my devastating mental breakdown in 2009, when I turned 49 years old. Unipolar disorder was an unheard-of illness when I was younger, and because I never became manic, nobody knew I had it. I've always been insane, with long intervals of horrible sanity.